There are over 75 million monthly Tubi viewers. That's more people than there are influencers on the internet. Which means Tubi is more popular than sponsored posts for digestive enzymes and high coverage foundation. More popular than soft launching your boyfriend. More popular than making boomers explode with rage when you tell them how much you make on a single post. Tubi, it's more popular than influencers. See you in there.
Hey, Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Hello and welcome to Money Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for a Richer Life. Today's topic, will adding an authorized user to your credit card hurt your credit? But first, I'm really excited to say that the Money Girl podcast has been nominated for the Podcast Awards. I'm up for Best Business Podcast. Voting is open now through August 12th, and I'd really appreciate your vote. To vote, visit www.podcastawards.com. And now on to our topic. Cabria emailed me with this question. I have good credit and my boyfriend has bad credit. If I make him an authorized user on one of my credit cards, will it damage my credit score? Thanks for the question, Cabria. In the U.S., people with little credit history or a poor credit history sometimes try to solve the problem by having a spouse, significant other, or parent with good credit add them as an authorized user on their credit card. For example, let's say that you want to help your son establish his credit history. You could add him to your credit card as an authorized user. Many credit card companies report the payment history on both the primary cardholders and the authorized user's credit reports. So the authorized user who wants to establish or improve their credit benefits if the credit card company reports the good payment history on their credit report. So what is an authorized user? An authorized user can use the credit card but is not responsible for making the payments. An authorized user is not the same as a joint account holder because a joint account holder is responsible for payments. As long as the payments are made on time, adding someone as an authorized user to one of your credit cards shouldn't negatively impact your credit score. But there are some really important things to consider before adding someone as an authorized user. First, ask yourself why you want to add the person as an authorized user. Does allowing the person to buy stuff with your credit card without any responsibility for paying for it make any sense? In many situations, it doesn't. Second, adding someone as an authorized user to your credit card creates risk for both of you. For example, if you were to make late payments on the card, the information would likely appear on the authorized user's credit report as well as yours. And if the authorized user were to make purchases you couldn't afford, you'd be solely responsible for the payments. Third, if you're thinking about adding a friend or family member as an authorized user to help boost their credit score, know that this technique is going to disappear soon. Fair Isaac is about to change the FICO scoring model to ignore authorized user accounts when calculating credit scores. The scoring change is intended to stop credit repair companies from abusing this method. Some companies actually charge people with poor credit a fee to be added as an authorized user to a stranger's credit card with a good payment history. And the stranger gets paid for allowing authorized users on their card. Fair Isaac will release the new scoring model starting in September. I've posted a link to the press release about this change on the Money Girl website at quickanddirtytips.com.
There are over 75 million monthly Tubi viewers. That's more people than there are in France. Which means Tubi is more popular than cigarettes for breakfast. It's more popular than considering iced coffee a total abomination. More popular than loving political revolutions. More popular than mère and mère. somehow being different words. Tubi, it's more popular than being French. See you in there.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combo of prescription strength, allergy medicine, and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
When credit bureaus adopt the new FICO scoring model, the FICO scores of millions of authorized users will go down. Unfortunately, the change is bad news for young people who have established their credit history as an authorized user on their parents' credit card. It's also bad news for authorized users attempting to improve their credit by using a friend or family member's good payment history. Then again, if you happen to be an authorized user on an account that has a bad credit history, the change may actually raise your score. If you are an authorized user and want the credit card payment history to continue to be factored into your credit score, you're not out of luck. You can ask the cardholder to add you as a joint account holder instead. Remember, unlike an authorized user, a joint account holder is responsible for payments. Bear in mind that some credit card companies will check your credit before adding you as a joint account holder. If your credit is poor, the credit card company may deny the application, or they may approve it but increase the interest rate. If you're having trouble getting approved and you want to build or rebuild your credit, you might want to consider getting a secured credit card instead. As always, everyone's situation is different, so be sure to consult a tax or financial advisor before making important financial decisions. This podcast is for educational purposes only and is not intended to be a substitute for seeking personalized professional advice. Cha-ching! That's all for now, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life. Once again, please take a moment and vote for the Money Girl podcast at www.podcastawards.com. I'd really appreciate it. And if you'd like to request a topic or share a money tip of your own, email it to money@qdnow.com or call it into my voicemail line, 8776-RICHER. Money Girl is part of the Quick and Dirty Tips Network. Check out the other great podcasts like Mr. Manners, Legal Lad, and The Mighty Mommy. This week, Mr. Manners is talking about how to be a polite wedding guest. Thanks for listening.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Experience the joy of running in the new Triumph 22 from Saucony, the original running brand. Stacked with luxury foam cushioning, Triumph 22 turns miles into smiles with the ultimate blend of comfort and energy return. Shop Triumph 22 at Saucony.com. That's S-A-U-C-O-N-Y.com.